I first saw Varela at a conference in Austria. In the same year, I had the opportunity to meet him one-to-one, and we started up an immediate friendship. Varela was a slim man with glasses and very soft-spoken. He combined a fine and logical mind with extraordinary clarity of expression, which made him an exceptional teacher. He took Buddhist philosophy and its contemplative tradition very seriously, but in his presentations he delivered the current thinking in the mainstream of science unadorned and in an unbiased way. I cannot adequately say how grateful I am to Varela and Engel, and also to Barry Hershey, who has generously provided the means to bring the scientists to Dharamsala. I've been assisted in these dialogues by two able interpreters, the American Buddhist scholar Alan Wallace and my translator Thupten Jinpa. During this initial Mind and Life conference, I was exposed for the first time to a full historical account of the developments of scientific method in the West. Of particular interest to me was the idea of paradigm shifts. That is, fundamental changes within the worldview of a culture and their impacts on all aspects of scientific understanding. A classic example is the shift that occurred at the beginning of the 20th century from classical Newtonian physics to relativity and quantum mechanics. Initially, the idea of paradigm shifts came as a shock to me. I had seen science as a relentless search for the ultimate truth about reality in which new discoveries represented steps in humanity's collective, incremental knowledge of the world. The ideal of this process would be that we might reach a final stage of complete and perfect knowledge. Now I was hearing that there are subjective elements involved in the emergence of any particular paradigm, and that there are therefore grounds for caution in speaking of a fully objective reality to which science gives us access. When I speak with open-minded scientists and philosophers of science, it is clear that they have a deeply nuanced understanding of science and a recognition of the limits of scientific knowledge. At the same time, there are many people, both scientists and non-scientists, who appear to believe that all aspects of reality must and will fall within the scope of science. The assumption is sometimes made that, as society progresses, science will continually reveal the falsehoods of our beliefs, particularly religious beliefs, so that an enlightened, secular society can eventually emerge. This is a view shared by Marxist dialectical materialists, as I discovered in my dealings with the leaders of communist China in the 1950s and in the course of my studies of Marxist thought in Tibet. In this view, science is perceived as having disproved many of the claims of religion, such as the existence of God, grace, and the eternal soul. And within this conceptual framework, anything that is not proven or affirmed by science is somehow either false or insignificant. Such views are effectively philosophical assumptions that reflect their holders' metaphysical prejudices. Just as we must avoid dogmatism in science, we must ensure that spirituality is free from the same limitations. Science deals with that aspect of reality and human experience that lends itself to a particular method of inquiry susceptible to empirical observation, quantification and measurement, repeatability, and intersubjective verification. More than one person has to be able to say, "Yes, I saw the same thing, I got the same results." So, legitimate scientific study is limited to the physical world, including the human body, astronomical bodies, measurable energy, and how structures work. The empirical findings generated in this way form the basis for further experimentation and for generalizations that can be incorporated into the wider body of scientific knowledge. This is effectively the current paradigm of what constitutes science. Clearly, this paradigm does not and cannot exhaust all aspects of reality. In particular, the nature of human existence. In addition to the objective world of matter, which science is masterful at exploring, there exists the subjective world of feelings, emotions, thoughts, and the values and spiritual aspirations based on them. If we treat this realm as though it had no constitutive role in our understanding of reality, we lose the richness of our own existence, and our understanding cannot be comprehensive. Reality, including our own existence, is so much more complex than objective scientific materialism allows.